This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. The former forensic scientist accused of mishandling DNA evidence for years was in court Friday. Yvonne Missy Woods waived her right to a preliminary hearing. Yvonne Missy Woods waived her right to a preliminary hearing and is scheduled for arraignment in August at the Jefferson County Courthouse. She faces more than 100 felony charges for not following critical genetic testing protocols during her time with the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. The Bureau says more than 800 cases were affected dating back to 2014. Denver's Auraria campus and the three schools that call it home will be subject to a federal review into possible anti-Semitism on campus. Student organizers of campus protests deny that they were anti-Semitic and noted that Jewish Votes for Peace participated in their actions. Most of Colorado ski areas have closed for the season. CPR's Dina Sieg says three are hosting one final weekend.
Breckenridge, Copper, and Loveland will all hold their final days Sunday. And while many folks poo-poo late spring skiing, Loveland's Lauren Roberson says it's actually the best.
You're looking at 50-degree days. Sometimes you're skiing in a t-shirt. You're not as worried about getting out first thing in the morning. You're letting the snow soften up, and it's really, you have the whole place to yourself.
After Sunday, only two Colorado resorts will still be open. A-Basin and Winter Park say they'll operate as long as weather allows. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.